We're at 23 degrees at Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf. So, with the beautiful forecast that we have here and all of the wonderful warm weather that we've enjoyed in this beautiful early spring, it's time to think fishing, right?
You bet.
Carol Pfeffercorn joins me this morning. Marco Paulson's in the studio as well. We're going to talk about a fishing tournament that is coming up on the 3rd of May. So, this is what, like 3 weeks away here? And we're still debating whether it's going to be a boat fishing tournament or an ice fishing tournament, I guess. But this is one of the first big fishing tournaments of the season each year, and it's a fundraiser for Omega House.
For Omega House. Thanks for having us, Todd.
Oh, it's good to have you here. This is, what, the third year now?
Second year.
Second
annual event, yeah.
Okay, and the first one went pretty well.
Yeah, we did well last year. The harbor was open last year, so we're hoping for the same this year. Although there's quite a bit of ice out there, but we're expecting that we'll have quite a few people. The event, which is our annual Splake fishing event, takes place in Copper Harbor. People can register at the house, at Omega House, if you want to, by calling 482-4438. Or we have registration forms around the area at Luigi's in Calumet, at Harder's in Calumet, at the Mohawk Superette, and at Mariner North. And I'll also be placing a few others around. I think Marco said that we'll have some at Osmos. So, we're looking forward to this. The event, which is our second, as I mentioned, is in honor of Marco's mother, Loretta Paulson, who spent her final days at Omega House. So it's a fundraising benefit. Registration is $50, and that includes a spaghetti dinner at Mariner North that afternoon, starting at 3. We'll have a buffet that goes into the evening.
Sounds like a fun event, and I know that I talked with a couple people who were at it last year. They really, really enjoyed it.
It really is. It's a competition. Last year, Marco's brother Bruce was a winner, and I cannot remember the exact size of the fish, but it was really fun.
A little nepotism going on do we have here? No. It's open to everybody, of course, and benefits an organization that just does wonderful work here in the Copper Country, Omega House, providing end-of-life services,
We're it,
for folks
One of the only hospice
them.
Residences in the UP, and yes, we are a very, very home-like, just like home atmosphere with an incredible number of volunteers and professional staff who take care of our folks who are in their final days.
But even with the great staff of volunteers that I know that you have, this is not an inexpensive thing to do, is it?
No, it isn't. However, we don't turn people away. And one of the reasons that we're able to do that is through our endowment fund and also through our events. We raise money, such as through events like this. We have several concerts throughout the year, a hike for the house, a big golf outing in June, and that helps us defray the costs.
And the endowment goes through the Keweenaw Community Foundation?
There is some money that... We've
been talking about that a lot on the program lately because of the fundraiser that they have going on, the paving block fundraiser that they have going on down at Kestner Waterfront Park.
Mm-hmm.
It's another thing that, it's great to see some synergy.
You bet.
The organizations that help one another and wind up providing really, really good service here
across
the Copper
Country.
Well,
that's the wonderful thing about this area is the community spirit, and that's a perfect example.
Yeah, and we find ways to have fun and raise money at the same time, and Splake fishing is certainly a way to do that. So this, again, is May 3rd. Fishing starts at 6 in the morning, runs till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Basically, in Copper Harbor, are there any borders that people have to watch out for?
It's in the harbor. People should come. I should have mentioned that. People should come to the Mariner North, to register if you haven't already registered. And we'll be taking your registrations there. And then just go out onto the harbor.
Is there any type of a pre-event meeting that has to be attended, anything like that?
No.
Okay.
Make sure you have your fishing license.
Oh, yeah, because past the 1st of April, you have to get your new fishing license.
Right. And once you've caught that huge splake, you can take it down to the Gaslight, and they will weigh it for you. And then you are welcome to take it home, and it's great eating.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for stopping by, Carol, and Marco here as well. And if folks want to find out more about the tournament or more about Omega House, just follow the link that we've put up for you on the calendar at the community page at thewolf.com, or just Google it
thank
up
you.
And go to the Omega House website.
Yeah, that's great.
Details there. And hope that this becomes a really big and popular and successful event
Thanks.
For many, many years.
And I should add, look for our information on Facebook.
Okay. I'll put a link to the Facebook information
Great,
up on the website as well. Carol Pfefferkorn and Marco Paulson. You're on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.